The company has chosen Greater Cincinnati as one of five worldwide headquarters for its shared services centers. In terms of jobs, it's described as the state's largest economic development program in the last decade. Ohio Governor John Kasich says Jobs Ohio worked on the deal for years, but wouldn't elaborate on what incentives were offered.
We've been able to have some agreements and deals and job creation. And we have a really good situation. We negotiate hard back and forth.
Cincinnati Mayor John Cranley also wouldn't be specific, but says the goal is to make sure GE chooses to locate in the city. He says it's a good sign that temporary offices are being set up in downtown's Atrium 2 building.
We'll do the types of things we do for our normal jobs, the kind of incentives that we made available for Dunnhumby or for, you know, Catholic Health Partners and others that we're trying to lure to the city. And have in the past, you know, whether we built a garage for Kroger when they recommitted to their headquarters in downtown. I mean, we're going to see what they need. And, you know, what they need will depend on the site that they select.
GE's Joe Allen says the total number of jobs could be closer to 2,000 once everything is up and running. He adds Ohio just makes sense, especially given GE Aviation is already headquartered in Evendale.
We have about 16,000 employees from GE in the state. It's the most of any state that we have. And so when you think about southwestern Ohio, there are about 9,000 employees. So from a greater Cincinnati standpoint, there is a big GE pool to pull from, as well as just the local talent. And with the relationship that we've had, the partnership that we've had, it makes it an easy decision for us.
GE says it will break ground on a new facility this summer and expects to be fully operational by 2017. Positions will include functions such as finance, human resources, and IT. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.